Sup, y'all? It's Cash. Let's talk about it. The groundbreaking experience. Got Tolu with me today, and we're talking about social media. But you know how we do, but we start off a little small talk, icebreaker, something like that. Yo, bro, you watched the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Of course I watched it.
What's your thoughts on that?
I feel like everybody's saying that Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. I feel like the Buccaneers defense won the Super Bowl. Without the defense, they're nothing. Like, the defense literally shut Patrick Mahomes down. Everybody came into the game thinking the Chiefs was going to win. It was none of that. Patrick Mahomes, you can't bet it. You just can't bet against Brady. He's just that man. I feel like the defense, it was on everything. Doubling Tyreek, their best receiver, Tyreek Hill, all of that. They shut down the run game, all of that. It was just clamps after that. I mean, it was just wraps. Yeah, what's your thoughts?
Nah, bro. You know me. I'm a Giants fan, bro. I ain't really care, but I was going for the Bucks just because, bro. But I wanted it to be, like, a better game. I thought it was going to be a more, like, close game, feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Only reason that I say it's a good game because it was just a good defensive game. And, you know, yeah. And it was basically an upset because everybody bet on the Chiefs. A lot of people bet on the Chiefs. Nobody expected the Bucks to win. That's what made it a good game to me.
That's a fact. I feel you on that. Yo, bro. So how has, like, social media, like, affected you, like, as a person with your relationship with God and all that?
Media is a big distraction. And it's still a struggle for me. Social media, like, when I'm supposed to be reading my Bible, I'll be stuck on social media saying, procrastinating. Oh, give me 5 more minutes, I'm going to get off. When the 5 minutes come, 5 more minutes, I'm going to get off. Even while I'm supposed to be praying too, 5 more minutes, I'll get off. Like, is this a big distraction? I mean, and there's a lot of negative energy on social media, a lot of negativity on social media, you know, things that's not good for my spirit. Yeah.
I feel you on that, bro. Now, with me, I agree that social media is a distraction. Now, actually, bro, exactly what you said, that's facts. I be going through that too. Now, what helps, bro, is when I fast, like, I low-key. And when I fast, I stay off of social media too. Feel me? And that be helping me.
That's a great idea. But, yeah, continue.
Now, I was saying, one thing I realized is that because I would, like, blame social media for a lot of my own problems. And then when I realized that when I wasn't on social media and, like, the same thing was going on, it's like, all right, bro, you can't keep, like, blaming social media. It's you, feel me? Like, you got to be more disciplined and control yourself and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like if you wasn't on social media, we'll, I don't know, how should I say it? We'll have a lot of more time because social media, it takes a lot of our time. So, sure, if you was off social media, a lot of stuff, you'll be getting a lot of stuff done to me. I feel like what you said, when you get off social media while you fast, is a good thing because, like, we spend a lot of our time on social media. So, mm-hmm. I mean, fasting is basically denying your flesh. So, you're denying yourself from social media. That's a big step, like, getting closer to God. So, that's one thing I do like about that.
Bro, yeah. You ever thought of, like, why do we use social media? Like, what is the real reason we use social media?
That came up in my mind, like, 2 weeks ago. I heard somebody saying that social media is, like, I don't know, like a game. I don't know, like a trap. I don't know, something like that. He said a game or trap. It's just, I don't know. He said we shouldn't take it serious. But I don't, honestly, I don't know. I do use, so I feel like it's, I don't know. How should I say it? I feel like it was made up to do one thing, mm-hmm. and opportunities came with it. Yeah. And we're using it to do a lot of negative stuff on it, and, you know, I feel like it was just made to, you know, do research and stuff like that. But as technology got better and better, all these apps came along, you know.
Yeah, bro. It is crazy, bro. Is it, would you say that social media is, like, over-sexualized?
Yeah, definitely. Everything, there's a lot, oh, let me see. There's a lot of females these days posting their bodies to get likes, and they'll be married too, posting their bodies to get likes, to posting them to get approval of others. While you have a whole husband at home, you could just get approval of him. They're doing it for likes, doing it for money. There's a lot, I don't know, there's a lot of girls that do that, and they're following the older women that's posting their bodies. They want to do the same, but slowly, not as bad as that, but they're doing it slowly to get likes, and they think that's the new wave, and it's not right.
Yeah, I think when Manny was on here a couple weeks ago, or I'm not sure if he said it here or like when we was on a Zoom call, said something about like social media. It's like you show like you eat a bent apple, right? I think you know what I mean when I'm talking about. You eat a bent apple, but like it's like in a mirror. So you, but like on social media, you only show like the part of the apple that's like still around, and you. But what's really going on like behind the scenes is like bent. So that's something we see a lot, like people trying to be something they're not.
Basically living a lot.
Yeah, living a lie, bro. And like, and that's something like that. I feel like it's contagious, bro. Like,
What
'cause
you mean?
it's easy to fall into. Like, would you say that you think that you, at some point, portrayed something on social media that wasn't really?
Yeah, a lot. A lot, when, especially when I was younger. When
Facts.
I would see people post their stuff, and it's like a trap that I fell into. People post the stuff like, oh, wait, that's cool, and I wanna get on social media and lie about it to make myself look cool or seem cool. But now looking back at it, like, what was dumb. Me, so, but I definitely have fallen in that trap a lot of times.
How has it affected you?
Basically, it affected me because it all caught up with me. If you live in a lot, it's obviously gonna, it's gonna connect. It's gonna, one day it's gonna connect. So it's like, why? It's like, why do you? Or like, if I knew this when I was younger, it would make, I would be so much better off. Like, why do you lie? Especially now, that I do know it, I'm like, I can't do it. It's like, if you do this, somebody's gonna ask about it. It's gonna connect back or come back to you one day. So it's like, might as well not.
Nah, bro. That's a fact, bro. You said something about why do you lie? I feel like sometimes we just be like lying like without thinking about it, just randomly lying like for no reason. Like for example, I know it's probably happened to you one time, like your mom asked you if you like ate something or did something. It's like something so simple and it automatically is like no, like but it's like why did I lie about that? Like feel me, like what was gonna happen? Like it's not nothing like serious, feel me?
I feel like we was born into sin. I don't know. I feel like we just lie. I don't know. We'll lie and we wouldn't even know it. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy. You have.
Back to what you're saying about social media. So we talked a little bit about like the actually, how do you think social media has an effect on like kids? And how would you like want to treat it like when you raise your own kids? Like what knowing what you know now about social media?
Honestly, it has a big effect on kids today because there's a lot of kids with better phones than I have. With like iPhone, I'm telling you, the latest iPhones, latest Samsungs, and they're all on social media too. So like, and if they're seeing what we're doing, what is that gonna, to me, that's gonna have a big impact on the next generation. They're gonna be following. I'm telling you, they can't. There's too much negativity on social media. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like kids should even be on social media. With my kids, they're not touching. They're not seeing social media, touching social media until they are at least 13. At least 13. Some people will say that's a drag, but like still, I feel like you got to be mature enough. Because like I got on social media when I was nowhere near mature.
Where
I got on social media, and look what it, bro, I'm telling you, it could affect you mentally, physically, oh, so many ways. Emotionally, it's just bad. You just have to be mature. Me, so with my kids, they're not using it until I feel like, they're at a age that I could trust them to use it at. My take.
Nah. 13, I don't know about 13, but I agree when you were the part. It was like, yo, I got on social media, man, young. I made my Facebook at 8 years old, bro.
I mean my Facebook in like sixth grade or
Oh, nah.
fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that.
Yeah, bro, but what age? 13,
What age
first
did you
look
say?
at it. That's 7th grade, right?
15 or
13, 7th grade?
yeah, seventh grade.
Maybe, bro. Dang.
No, actually, I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe 6th, 7th grade, low key.
Yeah.
Yeah, social
I did
media.
a lot about that too. I made it when I was in fourth grade.
Fourth
I did a
grade?
lot. Fourth grade.
Oh, nah. I'm saying fourth grade, like I wasn't, but I did it when I was 8. I think that's around the same age too. But yo, that's crazy. Nah, but like, I don't know if you've seen, like, there was like a video that went viral. I think like in the early last year, basically, like, there was like a, you know how TikTok be sometimes, like, I said sometimes, but you know how TikTok be with the dances and the trends and like, or like shaking their butt, all that, feel me? And there was like a video of like a little girl who like did the trending, and she got in trouble with her mom. My mom like beat her or whatever, bro. And like seeing that, it was like, yo, bro, like it's crazy, cause like we don't know like how many little kids is watching when we like post stuff. And like
Yeah.
we, it's like we got that mentality like, yeah, I'm grown, I could do whatever I want. It's like, yeah, we get that, but it's like, you got kids, and like you said, bro, they getting younger and younger, bro. Like we got kids younger than us that got a better phone than us, bro.
Wait.
Like yo, bro, my little brother, bro. Yo, I wake up to my little brother like watching Netflix, bro. Like he's up before everybody. He's like 3, like just watching Netflix, bro. I don't even know how he knows how to like use the remote and stuff, bro. He be watching Netflix, bro.
Crazy. I remember I had a cousin. I'm not gonna say his name though. Like he was, I don't know, bro. He was like 3 years old playing Subway Surfers, whatever the other bro. I'm like, what? How are you doing this? How do you know how to do this? It's like I don't know how, but I guess they just wake up, play with it, and then one day you just figure it out. But I
Yeah,
feel
bro.
like we gotta also do better jobs.
Do you think there's gonna be a point in the future where like toys are not a thing anymore?
Honestly, I do. I think low key.
Okay. If you was to give a guess, how many years?
40 years.
40?
40.
40. I say 50 or 60. But yo, bro, my little brother has toys, bro. He plays with toys sometimes, but most of the time he's just watching toy reviews, bro.
Watching who? Oh,
Toy
tour review.
reviews, bro. That's all they like
Tour
to do now.
reviews. Where? Where?
Toy
That's crazy.
reviews.
Tour reviews.
And I used to be on some like, how can you just watch people play with toys? But then I used to be like, yo, bro, I used to, when I was like in sixth grade, I used to watch people like do like gameplay walkthroughs.
Thank you. Oh my God.
I feel like that's
Game.
different, bro, because you're watching them do something, you're learning something.
Oh no, but look, I feel like it's young days, bro. You watching GTA gameplay, can't expect the 3-year-old to watch the same thing. They're gonna watch what they're familiar with. See me?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're
So.
right. But bro, so we talked about like the negative effects of social media, I guess. But there's a lot of positive effects, the ways you can use social media. So what are some positives you get out of social media?
Positives, but like if you wanna, you'll notice. You wanna search something up, find something, could go somebody page, look for it. So a lot of people are selling, actually using social media market their businesses and stuff like that. Find on social media, go type it up, look for it, find it, boom. Doing homework, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for me, bro, like you said, like social media, like I follow a lot of people that like help with like business and stuff like that, like Gary Vee, what's his name, Grant Cardone, some pastors, favorite rappers, basketball players. Like I feel like there's a lot you can learn from people on social media too.
Yeah, there
And
is a lot of people posting their services, sermons on social media. So, if you have a missed a service, you could always go back to it. So I feel like that's a really good, positive
yeah, bro, and you can make money off of it too.
make.
Like, think about this, bro. Like, and I realized something. Like, like there's like a whole bunch of you know how it's on like social media, we have like some different courses, like oh how to like get followed on Instagram, stuff like that, or just courses about certain things like taxes or real estate. It's like it's different pages that like sell like certain courses on Instagram or whatever, right? I'm thinking, bro, they all basically selling the same thing, but they able to make like they all making money. But the thing is like, yo, there's billions and billions of people on social media, bro. So like the amount of people you could reach is like, feel me? Like the 1,000 people following one page might not be the same 1,000 following this page, feel me?
A lot of people, I don't know how, but people on TikTok making a lot of money, people on Instagram. You know how that works?
What, making money on social media? Mostly, most I know some people like big celebrities, like I think Kim Kardashian and Kylie. Bro, they get paid to post on Instagram, like they get paid just to post on Instagram. But majority of like TikToks and stuff, like you see like Charlie and them, they get paid based off of or they get paid from TikTok too. But most of it is like what you call it? What do you call it? Sponsorships, endorsements.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
I think they call them influencers or something like that.
Yeah, that's what you call an
Yeah.
influence. Because once they, because they get a high following, people gonna pay them.
Page,
For
because
me,
people already looking at their page.
exactly,
They
bro.
paying them to basically market their stuff.
It's like with Travis Scott, bro. Like, you put Travis Scott name on something, bro. Mad people just gonna fly to get it, bro. Like the whole McDonald's thing.
Does
That was crazy, bro. That was crazy, bro. People feeding for a regular burger, feel me, and some fries from McDonald's, bro, because they got Travis Scott name on it, bro.
different. Social media is crazy, but
You saying, bro?
this is crazy.
Yeah, bro. But apart from just learning from people, I feel like there's a lot we can contribute on social media too. Manny was telling us the other day about using our platform. Don't matter how much followers you got, like feel me? Like to spread the gospel and stuff like that. And that's something I really been taking advantage of. And like TikTok too, bro. Nah. The coolest thing about social media, I would say, is that just like different sides of it for me. Like, you know how it's like, oh, there's people be like, oh, Black Twitter. There's like Black Twitter. It's like certain communities and stuff like that. Or like Christian TikTok. Yeah, bro. So it's like stuff like that is cool too. So like seeing like I go on TikTok, bro. Like, 'cause I watch a lot of Christian content and regular content. So it's a mix of both, but majority is like Christian. And like, I'm not gonna lie, like throughout the pandemic, seeing a whole bunch of young people on TikTok, like serving God and like spreading the gospel, it really encouraged me because it's like, yo, whoa. Like, I don't see this where I'm at, like on a regular basis, feel me? So
Don't.
social media, like on your phone, I can look and see it. There's millions of people, feel me? So even if your environment is not really, even if it seems like your environment is not really like filled with like a whole bunch of godly quote unquote people or stuff like that, it's like, yo, bro, like there's people out there like that. So it gives you hope to keep doing, feel me?
Yeah, and all of that. Knowing that It's me when, because like I used to think that it was not a lot of Christians, not a lot of Christians out there until I really got on TikTok and started seeing a Christian, listen to talk and stuff like that. Really like gave me hope. Like, man, there's a lot of us in this. Because I used to always hear people talk about, oh, how God would say many will not enter his kingdom. I'm thinking it's gonna be like a good 100 people. So I was like, oh, I'm over here questioning, oh, am I gonna make it? Am I gonna make it? Until I seen like, oh, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of Indian people that's Christian, a lot of people, a lot of white people. I used to think, I don't know why, I used to think white people were Christians. I used to think it was just Africans. Wow, it was just crazy. When I seen that, I was like, wow, really deep in this.
I used to think that there were no like Middle Eastern Christians at all, bro.
Middle East.
Yeah, bro, at
Hey, yeah,
all,
me
bro.
too. Me too. Yeah, me too. It's
Kind of.
like I seen when I came with, like, I was just, bro, my head was bust, bro. Like, it was crazy when I seen it. I was like, what? I don't know. Just I put, I mean, I remember that day, and when I seen a Indian person talking about God like that, like, I was just in a good mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah, bro, it's encouraging, bro. Yo, stereotypes are crazy, bro.
Where it really
Stereotypes
is.
are dangerous.
Yes.
But God said he'll bring people from all nations. So
Word.
it's crazy. But yeah, man, good talk. I know what to do. Follow us on Instagram at Quarantine with Jesus. Share your testimony anonymously at quarantinewithjesus.com. And we're going to see y'all next week.